Warning: this podcast contains mature language and adult situations. Listener discretion is advised.
Pulling in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Fidelis Guild podcast. Today is Thursday, August 15th. We have 5 people from the guild here with me today. First up, we have Give Me My Goddamn Legendary Transmog Ecat.
Hey, what's up?
Next up, we have someone new, never been on the podcast before, and you guys will probably find out why. He's Jap. All right, next up, we have the an elemental shaman Disco.
Elemental, you're
elemental.
Dude.
Oh,
damn it, you're an enhancement. I stopped. The reason it took me so long to say is because I couldn't remember what spec you were.
What's going on, everybody?
All right, next up we have the amazing Elantari.
Hi.
And last but not least, Let the Paladin.
Hello all.
All right, so first thing we're going to do is go into what each of us have been up to in game the last week. Ekat, you want to go first?
No, not really.
No.
Oh, like you really don't want to go first?
No, not really.
Okay, all right, Jeff, what have you been up to in game?
Oh,
transmog.
Well, I've been up to battling.
Pet battling?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you type in Google Hangout, Jeff, it's going to mute you, so don't do that.
If I what?
If you type on your keyboard in Google Hangout, it'll mute you.
Okay.
Okay, so. So are you enjoying pet battling?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun, but I think they should add epic and legendary pets.
Yeah, they only have rares right now, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think one day they'll add
epic and legendary? They have these long quest lines for legendary items, so I wouldn't be surprised if they added long quest lines for legendary pets.
You gotta, like, pet battle your way through a bunch of guys, a bunch of trainers.
Yeah, I like to completely decimate my competition.
Too much Pokemon.
What team do you run usually? Like, who are your best? Your team?
Team Rocket.
Right now, I'm doing a Clockwork Gnome. Team Rocket would be awesome. I want a Ekans and a Koffing and a Meowth.
A what?
Meowth. Meowth.
Meowth.
Pokemon Joe.
Of course. Yes.
Okay, so Clockwork Gnome.
What the meow are you talking about?
I'm running.
Yeah, what is so goddamn funny?
Clockwork Gnome, a Lil Ragnaros, and a Sunreaver Micro Sentry. I just like the Lil Ragnaros's big damage and using that Call Lightning move on Sunreaver Micro Sentry to make my build turret awesome. Yeah.
Because it increases the damage from your mechanical attacks, right?
All attacks. But it increases mechanical damage attacks too, though. Hmm. Yeah.
Alright, so Spen, what have you been up to in game?
I have been running LFR constantly. Just trying to gear up still. And the game likes to taunt me. Or I guess give me little gifts of like 10 point higher item levels.
Yeah, so like
you'll six get times in a day.
Yeah, that's horseshit. You got you were like really needing weapons, and you ended up getting like 6 weapons, didn't you?
I got 3 weapons in less than 10 minutes, or 20 minutes, I'd say. I got the axe from the council, and then I got Animus's hand from Animus, and then we ran a heroic scenario, and then I got a 5/16. So that was kind of like pissed me off because now I'm stuck with a fist and an axe, and my transmog looks like crap.
Yeah. Wait, so you can't do fists on both now?
No, I had two fists before. That's how I was running 2 fists. And now I have an axe and a fist, so I can run, like, I have the claw from the Phoenix Claw, and then I have my mace I got from I want to do my 2 maces because they match the Cataclysmic armor set from BC.
Right.
And besides that, that's about it. And just, you know, trying to gear up and then raiding. I don't do any of the pet battles or anything yet.
Well, since you...
I didn't start PvPing.
Yeah, since you just came back to the game pretty much about, what, week two maybe ago?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying it? Being back
in LFR and stuff? I enjoy it. I don't mind LFR so much anymore. I used to, like, fall asleep playing it. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of found different ways to, you know, just enjoy the game. But I just enjoy being back with you guys and playing. It's just, that's what I enjoy.
Yeah. Me as well. So, what have you been up to in game?
I've been doing LFR. I've been doing heroic scenarios.
You can hear your voice.
I've been leveling my mage because I'm going to switch to my mage. I'm going to try to get it ready in time for 5.4, but I am, I don't know, Desmond, Amazing Blood, and Ultra Swag John, the other people who've been on the podcast, they think that I'll have it ready in time. I don't know if that's the case, but I'll try really fucking hard. There we go. Yay. There you go. Titus 2. But we'll see. But that's what I've been doing. It's been a lot of time with that.
Well, you hit 85, so especially now you can start running dungeons. Like, even with guildies, you know, like, to, you know, just chain that shit, you know. I mean, nothing too bad.
Yeah, let's do some chain runs.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm down to do some normal dungeons with her. That doesn't bother me. I have an 85 hunter. I'll run in there and shoot some shit up.
And we're getting, run MH, too.
And we're getting gold for the guild, guys. There's nothing wrong with helping Alan out. Plus, we need a mage.
I made 85 on my paladin.
How close are you? What are you, like, level 3? You're pushing buttons where you're muted.
Oh, no, I'm level 82.
Oh, that's
okay. I'm in, where am I right now? Deep home.
Well, last night, I was at a, what was I? 82, I don't know, City of Tolvir, the lost City of Tolvir got me to 90 in like 3 runs, or 85 in like 3 runs.
Yeah,
damn.
It was insane.
So, Leth, what have you been up to in-game the last week?
Well, I've been doing LFR, finally replaced my freaking 486 trinket, so that's awesome, and got some new shoulders, those were 496, so I'm really, the only thing left that's not... You know, LFR or higher now is my shield. I cannot get a shit a drop for the life of me. But on that, I also reforged and stuff. I broke down and listened to Mr. Robot. And for the first time ever, I'm expertise capped as a tank. And it's actually really freaking... what's the correct word? It's... it lifts a burden off me because I don't have to worry about missing anymore. Right. Like, I mean, really, it's like, oh my god, I can make. I don't even have to worry about like thinking if I don't get a holy power. Like,
why the fuck didn't you do that before?
You're going to get a holy power every time now.
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. Well, because before, you know, I'm old school tank.
The only place you have
control. The only thing hit and expertise was for a tank was to increase your threat, and we didn't never need to increase our threat. You know, threat was never a problem, but now with holy power and stuff, it's really important for us. So, yeah, reforged and everything, and we'll see how survivability, if it takes a hit or not, that'll be the big test. You know, but I don't think y'all noticed anything yesterday healing during the raid.
No, I did not.
Yeah, so I don't think it's in.
You weren't getting blown up any more than normal. So.
Yeah. So, but that's what I've been doing.
Oh, nice. So, coming around the horny cat, are you ready for this?
Okay.
What have you been up to last week, Keycat?
Well, I'm working on trying to get some DPS gear that's worth a crap. And I'm really enjoying... I really enjoy Spencer being back. I really enjoy that. Yeah, it's good to have you back. Other than that, you know, then there's a new development with the whole transmog things. Blizzard's coming at me internally. They've purposely fucked up my gemming abilities, and now it doesn't matter what the fuck I research. They're not going to give me any more recipes, so you know, I'm basically screwed there. But I don't give a shit. I'm not giving up.
I wouldn't give up.
I'm not turning back.
I got a two-handed mage yesterday, E-Cat, and I would really like to get my Rags Hammer.
I want to read you this crap. Let me read you this GM response.
Okay.
All right. Just real quick, I turned in a ticket and said, "Oh man, it doesn't matter what I do. Nothing's happening." And damn, they already took it off and replaced it with a survey. Watch me fill this fucker out. enter your feedback here. I know you let us transmog the goddamn legendary, you little bitches. But other than that, other than fighting the man that is Blizzard, I'm just chilling with my homies.
Yeah, that's what it's about, right?
It is what it's about. And transmogging.
Transmogging legendary.
This goes to say, kids, never play with yourself, play with others.
So usually during raid time we ignore Jap, so we're gonna try to do that here.
I'm the life of the party.
That was perfect.
I bring the cayenne pepper.
So for what I've done this week, raiding LFR, got tier hands from actual raids, so that's cool. And I got a two-handed healing mace, so I've been working on transmog gear for that. Haven't found anything good yet, so I'm still working on that. I'm going to skip into guild news. So, Jap, you've never been on the podcast before. You want to kind of go over what you do in-game and your role in the guild is? Not your fake made-up role, like what you actually do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am a rogue, and all others before me have failed in expectations.
Not all.
Just well, at least one, though.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Hey, speaking of the mic.
Oh. So, as a rogue, I am a melee DPS.
Oh my god, is this happening right now?
So much editing.
And
he does it from behind.
A rogue faces much discrimination in the guild, because a rogue does not bring anything to the guild besides melee haste and hunters bring that all day long. So, if a rogue needs to be important in a guild, they have to beat everyone in DPS. Yes.
Do you beat everyone in DPS yet?
Of course I do. Desmond likes to think he does, but he's lying about it. It doesn't happen.
I've seen Shots do some pretty good DPS.
He also brings melee haste.
Mm-hmm. So...
Alright, thanks for that, Jap, and kids at home, remember, this is a good reason you should not do crack.
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Hey, it's Canadian whiskey, not crack.
Alright, so, Ellen, do you want to go for what's kind of been up in the guild last week?
Getting our feet back on the ground, Raiden, getting some time attempts into Tortos.
Bitch is going down this week.
Yeah. And just a lot of that. We've been on a lot more often. It's a really funny thing how that happened, but we've been on a lot more often on off raid times and hanging out together more, having a good time. So
doing heroic scenarios together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do everything together. We're family.
Yeah, we're really coming along on Tostada.
Tostada.
So there was a meeting last night, an officers' meeting, which Jap did not attend. Obviously.
I'm an integral part of the guild.
No, you're not.
And he does sing. He does bring a certain what is Genet? What I can't speak
French. Genet.
Yes, to the guild that no one else can bring. I don't think we want anyone else to bring it. Yeah.
I'm one of the few assholes that doesn't actually leave the guild after he does all this stuff.
That makes you the worst kind of asshole.
But I stay with it.
You never leave.
Well, technically,
I'm like a parasite.
He's not really an asshole. He's more like a hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
A hemorrhoid gets better after time. Like,
not always.
I don't know. I had a hemorrhoid, so I don't know.
Anyway, so we had an officers' meeting last night. That was a horrible tangent. And we went over some stuff, and Ellen, do you want to kind of go over some of the stuff that we talked about? She's either scrambling for her notes or she's cursing me under her breath.
I'm trying to click the unmute. Yeah, I don't want to go into too many details because there are still a couple more things that we have to iron out. But basically, we focused on refocusing the guild to be more progression. Min-maxing. We talked about guild repairs. We talked about some changes to attendance.
Self-responsibility.
Definitely. We talked about clarifying philosophy, like the guild's mentality and philosophy for those of the people who are new and may not know how we work and what we think. Some new rules for new guild members so that when they come in, they're just not automatically members right off the bat. Some probation periods and some restraints to that. And then, of course, our plans for 5.4 when 5.4 hits. Like, what as a guild are we going to work on in raiding? That's basically what it covered.
Yeah, and I think it was a really good discussion last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was real good, and me and Ellen, that's we got to talk more about it, because we hammered out a lot of things
today.
Math and how we think things should work, so we'll give the rest of the officers and see how.
That sounds fucking cocky.
It's
after looking at the math, looks best.
Yes.
And we'll go over it more in depth. I want to go over more in depth on the podcast and kind of make this like a guild management section as well, which it hasn't been lately. It's just been kind of what we've been up to. So, and you know, obviously, the way we do stuff is not always the best or the best decision for every guild. So, you have to do things the way your players like to do it. Next up, I wanted to go into the news. Sven, you want to talk about the Battlefield Barons?
As far as the Battlefield Barons, the quest line for the Trolls of Vol'jin, if it's just another way to get a different set of armor, if you don't want to do LFR and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, and I was told that, so I never did it, that it was just another way to get armor, but there's like achievements and titles and all kinds of shit in there.
I've only done...
You're typing, so it's muting.
Oh. I've only done the initial quest line to get the title. I am the... What do you call this? I don't have it on this character. Dark Spear Revolutionary.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that. And I got it on my Shaman. You said it's kind of just a time sink. It's about... takes you about 2 hours, depending on how fast you can kill guys.
Right.
To collect 150 of each... needed material, and then you turn it in and you'll get a thing of mojo, which is used to make the armor pieces. You have to get one of those and a piece of it's an epic piece of clothing or whatever you want to call it, an epic item that gives you the ability to make the different pieces of armor. Plus there's boxing gloves for the I'm not sure what that thing's called, Brawler's Guild.
Oh yeah.
All right. So there's some other stuff. There's not just, you know, armor.
Yeah, so in 5.4 it says to be sure to play through the Battlefield Barons quest line if you want to earn Dark Spear Revolutionary before it becomes a piece of strength in 5.4. So they're taking it out. It's gonna be done. Battlefield Barons is over. So if you need to get in there and do it and finish the quest line if you want to see it, because it is not gonna be there anymore after 5.4.
Oh, very cool.
Which one is that?
For the people who actually, you know, played through the storyline.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in and do it as soon as I possibly can. It's Battlefield Barons Ecat. You go and you kill commanders and collect a bunch of crap weekly to get some gear that we don't need.
You have to make the gear. You can get some other tokens. You can get a little pet through it, a little Hydra pet. I'm pretty sure.
All I know is when I was doing the Battlefield Barons quest, we only needed 10 to 15 of each item. And then I suddenly got a weekly quest for 150 of each item. And yeah, I got real lazy after that.
Yeah, when you were faced out. It's a weekly, though. You can do it throughout the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... remember how I was talking about the Veil of Eternal Blossom being totally destroyed last week?
Yes.
Yeah. In LFR? I'm not LFR, but on BTR.
Yes, in PTR.
Yeah.
So that's gonna, it's being destroyed. What was the reason I put this in here?
Is it being destroyed like Orgrimmar was destroyed?
It's being destroyed. You know how it's all grassy and nice right now?
Yeah.
It is a wasteland.
So like Orgrimmar.
The Golden Pagoda is completely gone.
It's like any of the, what are those things called?
It looks kind of like the Galaxy kind of areas, you know, with the Shaws, you know.
Yeah, where the Shaws are, Shaw of Anger, that kind of dead-looking blackness.
Did you see the preview, though, that came out for Siege of Orgrimmar?
And you'll see the cinematic today?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was really good.
You're watching. Like, it makes you want to go kick Garrosh's ass, like, hardcore.
Yeah. Really? It makes me actually want to play.
Yeah, it does.
It did.
We need to do this shit.
Yeah.
I don't really like pandas, but I felt bad for the panda. Really bad.
Oh, yeah. We did invade their homeland.
Well, that's okay. That's Manifest Destiny.
It's like when the conquistadors invaded South America.
Yep. Same idea. We didn't, you know, bad.
You pretend to be a history major a lot, don't you?
I only took one history class, so I know what I know.
Alright, so here it says, damn, I just lost it. Warchief Garrosh Hellscream ordered a goblin dig team to set work searching for an artifact buried deep within the heart of the Vale. See the Dark Heart of Pandaria scenario. Ignoring the warning of the Taranzu, they began to dig within the Big Blossom excavation site. What they found may have been more than they bargained for. Deep within the site, in a long buried secret vault created by the Titans, Garrosh discovered the power that had long been thought locked away and untouchable. The Heart of Eashard. Anyone want to help with that one?
Sure.
I have no idea. Yeah. How to pronounce it, yeah.
The story of what happened next unfolds in the upcoming content patch by 4 Siege of Orgrimmar.
Yeah, and if you go watch a cinematic, you'll see all that. You'll see the heart and all that stuff they're talking about.
So is this Garrosh just like has been corrupted as his model showed before that we talked
not
about, or
preview,
do you think he has just like committed war crimes and he's just an asshole?
I think he just wants lots of power.
Yeah, I think
he just wanted
an asshole, yeah.
It's only.
It's all about power, man.
All that. I was muted for all that.
Yeah, you were muted for a bunch.
About Garrosh, okay.
Yeah. He doesn't consider, you know, any of the other horde allies to be part of his horde, to put it the way he did.
What is he, an orc? He's
almost like a Hitler.
Yeah,
and you know, I was actually pretty sad. I was going to say that in Facebook, because that's where Bell Dandy linked it, but it was kind of pointless when I knew we were going to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. I wished we could have seen our side of the Horde stand up and say, we're not going to be part of your Horde, like, we're not your Horde. They allude to it, because we get one shot of ships. Airships, Horde airships, Goblin airships, and then Alliance. Ships. So, you know they're going to go together, but I wish we could have seen the Horde stand up and say, we're not for this shit.
I think during the Isle of Thunder, they do that too. Did you play through the Isle of Thunder quest lines? The solo scenarios?
Probably no.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
during
completely.
One of them, oh gosh dang it, one of the Blood Elf general guys is standing there with a bunch of his men, and Jaina Proudmoore is standing there with a bunch of her men, and she's freaking out, and shit got blown up, and he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And then this panda, damn it, I don't remember his name, but he's all wounded and shit, and he walks up there and he's like bleeding, and he tells them that they need to quit fighting and shit, and then they realize that it's not, the fight isn't with each other, that it was Garrosh that did all this.
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember that part of the quest that he's like, you have to stop.
Yeah.
They will turn away and like walk away.
Yeah, but they come to a verbal agreement that it's, you know, it wasn't them that did it. So it shows the fracturing of Garrosh from the rest of the Horde Blood Elf side anyway.
Maybe that was to watch that. It might be kind of an interlude to the video because the panda is wounded in the video.
Oh, it may very well be.
So it could be a continuation.
Maybe I should watch this video. I wish I would have watched it before we started talking about it.
But always does their cinematics impeccably, you know, actually kind of bring you into the whole, you know, feel of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Their cinematics are amazing. I love their cinematics.
Well, it wasn't. I just think the emotion behind it was so good that I posted. I'm actually, for the first time, actually proud to be Horde. Like, for the first time. I mean, I didn't really care either way. We played Alliance for 3 years or however long, or 4 years, however long, before we switched to Horde. I didn't really care either way. And now I'm like, no, I am Horde, and I love this. Like, I feel ownership to it now.
Right.
Because we could kind of take it back, yeah.
So Les, why did you not feel ownership to the Horde before? What was wrong with you?
Well,
what was wrong with you?
What was
your damage, son?
I know, my problem with the Horde has always been, when I was Alliance, my problem with the Horde was they just seemed to care about themselves. Like, they weren't very noble. And I guess that's my problem. And, you know, because, shit, you know, I love my Pally, because that's kind of who I am. You know, I'm just like
never had a Pally
noble kind of, you know, character. So, and the Horde never seemed that way, especially Garrosh. When Garrosh took it over, I really didn't like the Horde, you know, because he just wasn't a very honorable guy.
I think that
guy.
Proves the point. The Horde is not bad. They're just misunderstood.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm excited for, too, because I want to see how they change the Horde. Like, who was going to be the war chief and the new direction that it kind of leads. Like, I look forward to it. Yeah, I think it's just more changes that are, you know, physical changes that are happening.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just
I
that whole
a little
place
more story
gets.
Stuff.
I mean, at least the Timeless Isle, I'm confused about the Timeless Isle. Like, I know it's got a new section that's opening up in 5.4, but I'm kind of confused on what the whole purpose of the Timeless Isle is, really, you know.
It's supposed to be about exploration and stuff. From what I've heard, which may or may not be true, is that it's going to have very little direction. But they're going to use a lot of that once you walk into an area, then you get the quest.
Sort of like those level 80 dungeons?
Kind of, yeah. When you get in there, it pops up on the right-hand side that you have a quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's going to be kind of like that. You know, when you get to the aisle, you kind of just go out and explore, and then when you move into an area, it pops up, you know, little quests.
I don't know. That sounds sort of dumb.
It encourages exploration. And then I heard a lot about, people seem really excited about the potion that allows you to attack friendly and.
Now that sounds awesome.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Well, a potion that allows you to attack friendly and enemy targets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it also reduces your max stamina by 90%.
So it allows you to attack fellow Horde, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you're doing a quest. You know how a new expansion comes out. Quests are always overcrowded. And you're always doing the quest, and there's so many of your same faction doing the same quest. You just think, I wish someone would come in and kill these guys. And now, you'll be able to do that yourself. So.
I guess I don't see the point. Like, that doesn't make a point to me.
With that much reduction in stamina, aren't you just going to get one-shotted pretty much?
Well, as long as you're good at keeping, like, the person CC, like a rogue or a mage, something like that. Or if you're taken by surprise.
No. The good thing about it is that you don't have to take part in it, because if you don't drink the potion, if you don't go get a potion, they can't kill you. This potion flags you for it. So,
yeah.
Just because you take it, just doesn't mean other people in the area you can kill. They gotta be flagged for PvP.
Gotcha.
You don't have to worry about that. You know, you can still quest all you want to and not worry about it if you don't take the potion. So, but you need to take the potion to kill other people, because then you get these coins or something, some drops, that you can use to buy things from the vendors. Like, that's how you get the coins and whatnot to buy the faction shit there, is by doing that. So if you don't ever do that, you won't ever get those coins and things. So, that's the benefit.
So have you guys been trying to keep up on your dailies and stuff?
Nope.
I do enough just to get my tokens, and then that's about it.
Right.
I'm just glad they reduced the tokens for or the Runes of Fate.
No good Runes of Fate?
Yeah, down to 50.
Yeah, it was a lot before. How much was it before? Was it 90 or something?
Yeah, it was 90.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I give almost all of mine to Pet Battles now. I still do. I've been doing the Isle of Thunder dailies, but only because I want the reputation.
I can only do so many of them there, and then I quit. Like, I do the first set, and then when they tell me to go to the beast pins and shit, I'm like, fuck that. No, you know, that's why I stopped.
I basically stopped doing my dailies as soon as I got all my valor for that legendary quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as that was over, I just stopped.
We need to make sure you get Valor cap before 5.4 comes out, Jap, because you're going to be able to keep that Valor when it comes around, so you better buy some gear right away.
Oh, so new gear's coming out?
Yeah, with 5.4, yeah.
Does it require reputation, though?
That I'm not sure about. I mean, because in this one, Shadow Pan Assault, you got a couple pieces just being neutral. So, like, you better get those first pieces right off the bat if you already saved up your Valor.
Okay, yeah. So it also says, just want to let everybody know, for those who have yet to earn the achievement, Eternally in the Veil, time is running out. Patch 5.4 is... Once patch 5.4 is launched, the achievement will become Feat of Strength and will no longer be possible to earn. And your last opportunity to experience the Golden Lotus Reputation storyline, Advanced to Honor, Revered, Exalted.
Oh. If you didn't get the Golden Lotus... Reputation.
You can't type.
Tough luck.
Oh.
If you didn't get the Golden Lotus reputation months ago, then I don't know why you're waiting so long.
Yeah, I'm doing. I had a hard time getting on during the Dominance Offensive patch. What was that, 5.2? I didn't get on much during that time. So I am like trying to go back and re get Dominance Offensive rep. It's pretty much one of the only reps I don't have it exalted.
Oh, Dominance Offensive, yeah.
The Dominance Offensive. Which I'm sure it's a lot easier now, instead of having to go into that cave with a ton of other people, it's a lot easier, but...
Like with any new reputation, at the beginning there's tons of other people doing it, and later on it just gets less and less. Depends on your server, I guess.
So, John is still super stressing leaving Wildhammer. What do you guys think about the whole guild picking him leaving Wildhammer?
I want to wait because I want to see if the virtual realm thing, you know, the cross realms, happens with Wildhammer. I have a feeling because so many people feel that it's so small that it'll be one of the ones that are part of that cross realm thing. And I think Ellen read somewhere today that it's going to happen in 5.4, like they're going to start it, so it might be pretty soon.
Yeah, I was thinking they would do it in 5.4, that's what I always thought, but John was saying that it might be the longer.
It's still, as of an update on August 14th in the patch notes, it's still in there.
Yeah.
In virtual realms. So, I mean, that was...
I wonder if they're going to roll it out slowly with a few.
Yeah.
Like they did the battle.
That was freaking yesterday, so I trust that they're still going to do it.
And do you guys think that Wildhammer's going to be on there?
Yeah, it really needs to be. I mean,
due to the population, yes.
Yeah.
The auction house really is the telltale sign.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they'd add low population servers to the virtual realms.
But we're not a low population server. As of right now, we're considered a medium.
Medium, wow. With the amount of people we see on here, you'd think we'd be a low population.
Nope,
my hunch is like that label is not an automatic label. Like, it's not going off of who's logging in every day. It may be how many people have accounts or characters on there, and so it's still registering as a medium server even though nobody gets on it. You know what I mean? I'm not too sure that's an accurate
label. Like a percentage, like there's this
just like
one, but you know.
just like how World of Warcraft says how many people are subscribed to their game, even though probably a lot of them have multiple accounts.
Yeah, just active accounts with the cat.
Yeah, even though they don't play them, they just still have them activated.
Well, I know the labels for them, the population labels, used to be dynamic, because we played on Ner'Zhul, which was full. It counted as full or high population back in the day, and it would go from high during peak hours to medium, and there was queues during peak hours, and then it would drop down to medium, you know, every time. So it used to be dynamic. I don't know how it works now, but
I remember that too, but I haven't noticed that in a long time, and I feel like we're way too dead to be medium.
That happened in the older patches, though, where you get queue timers for Burning Crusade and
Wrath of the Lich King. Vanilla was bad. Every time I logged in, there was a queue time on Ner'Zhul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened for Wildhammer, too.
Yeah.
Well, the stats on it, the average population is 7,300, the median is 6,660.
For Wildhammer, specifically?
Uh-huh, yep. I guess when compared to, you know, what they call a high population server, high population is, you know, better than 20K.
So what do you consider low to medium? Like, what's the break point?
I don't know.
So you said a high was 20K and we're at 6? Is that you said?
Well, a high, what they regard a high population server is, better than 20K.
It also depends on what factions it's split up on. Like, how many are Horde and how many are Alliance.
Right. Well, how do we stack up with other medium populations, UK?
Let me look.
Are we on the high side of the mediums or on the low side of the mediums? My guess would be low side if it's 20K is a high pop.
I guess, what are you trying to gain from it?
What do you mean?
Like, trying to get more people, lower auction house prices, like, what's the point of moving?
He just says there's nobody here, so it's hard for us to recruit and get more people in the guild, and there's nothing on the auction house, and pretty much everything you can think of.
I disagree. I mean, it is low, and it is a problem with the auction house, like, that's the biggest thing, because when we need shit, it's not being pumped in us, but I will not. I won't pay for a move. I mean, I think I'll wait until Virtual Realms come out and then see. And if after Virtual Realms they completely ignore us, which I doubt they will, then I would consider it. But I'm not willing to move yet.
Yeah, me either.
Well, and there's always the quality of the person you recruit, because we've recruited lots of people that didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, but like, that's going to happen no matter where you are.
Like moi.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but here's the thing with that, though. The point is, quality people exist on the realm. They're in other guilds that are progressing.
Yeah.
You have to provide something. You have to give them something to want them to come to you. That's the whole point. So we're taking who we can pug, really. We're pugging people. Those are people who are not raiding with their guilds already. So they're not, to start off with, it's not that they're bad. They may be great. They may just not have a guild. They're not the top. What am I trying to say? They're not raid regulars. And that doesn't mean it's a bad population to choose from. It's just, we have to be in a better position too. If we were number 3 on the server, down in heroic, nearing the end, and we're like, dude, we need people and we can't find them, then yeah, I would say it's an issue. Mm-hmm. But we can't even begin to talk like that.
That's not the only problem. We have something to offer. There's always people who try to join their alts to other guilds. Like, they're good and everything, but their priority isn't with the guild that their alt joined. So,
like you're saying, people bring their alts to our guild?
Yeah.
Well, again, it's because we don't have something to offer. What we're offering is not good enough to bring their main to them, whatever it is. Whether it's the expectation that we'll down something every single time, that we'll carry them, that they'll get to walk in and be on in every raid, whatever their expectation is.
Well, to them, they'll never have an incentive unless they join our guild, which is better than their guild. That's the only... Saying. Yeah.
They need an incentive.
That's usually the only incentive people go off of these days.
Well, I think they'd be willing to bargain. I think they'd be like, oh, okay, well, I'll take a guild that's slightly worse than mine, or not worse, but not as progressive as mine if the schedules are better for me to get on and raid and they're going to let me come. Mm-hmm. Or I don't really agree with their looting system, but they're going to let me go every time. I'll take it. You know, I think it depends one on the other. I think what we don't have is the progression that some people want.
Yeah, that's usually the lower members of other people's guilds.
Well, so I don't think that we're planning on leaving Wildhammer. And so, unless Virtual Realms really screws us. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think I really stand by. This is still not the worst it could be. Garethos was 100 times worse. Wasn't it, Ecat?
Yeah, I agree.
I've been on Wildhammer a long, long time, and it's never been a high pop, really. It was up there during Vanilla, but it wasn't nothing like some of the other places. Ner'zhul was like Q-time, fucking central, it was horrible.
Back when there was not as many servers.
Yeah, we came to Wildhammer because there wasn't like any Q-times. Yeah. When we tried to join, we got in pretty quickly.
Yeah, back in the beginning server days.
Yeah, when you get in a queue of, you know, 1,000 people, you're like, fuck, I thought I was going to get to play tonight.
Fuck. Sometimes in there were terrible. Minutes. I think I waited, but I did have to wait, like, at least 20 minutes one time.
There was a time, but you didn't get to get on very, as much back then as you can today, because you played on dial-up.
Yeah.
But.
Like, you played Final Fantasy, shut up.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean, anyway, not the point. So, I'd get on, and it'd be like, I'd have waited 45 minutes before in queue.
Yeah, during peak hours.
I'd go and I'd start the computer, and then I'd like go get in the shower and go eat dinner. And then I might be in.
I just come back and there's only 1,000. I have to wait 10 more minutes.
Back in the BC days.
Yeah, there wasn't even queues in BC for...
Oh, there was.
The Wildhammer, really.
Yeah, there was. Just in the first month or so.
Yeah, but that's not really... I mean, on Ner'zhul, it was every single day.
Yeah.
All of Vanilla. Alright, so I think that's going to be it for episode 9, guys. Yeah. Leth, do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to think?
Nah, just if you want to hang out with us, make sure we raid Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can join us, I think Titus streams it live. And come back, because we're really going to start... I'm putting it out here. That's it.
Yeah, I think so too. Spencer's gone right now, so Ike, we're going to move to you.
Alright, well, you know what? I got a shout out to Blizzard. You can screw with my jam recipes all you want. I will not quit. I am going to be on you. I'm going to be there every day until you let us transmog legendary gear. You can't piss me off. You can't threaten me. You can't... try and get me to give up this battle. You know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. That's all I have to say.
So, Ika, I got a question. What do you think the next step is? DE and all your gear and have it in your bag? Like, you log in and all your gear is dust in your bag.
Spirit dust.
Maybe he threw the mic down and just walked off, guys.
Nah, it's personal. Nah, it's personal. And you know, I don't know what they're going to do to me next. I have no idea. You know, I'm not sure, but that's okay. It don't matter. I'm still here. I'm still here, bitches. So bring it.
I had an idea about it yesterday. They don't want us to transmog with nerds because they say everybody's going to have one. So I thought, what if they just backdate it to where, you know, legendaries are only available... like to the current tier, kind of like feats of strength, and if you don't have it by that time, you can't get it, you know? So that would keep people from like now going back and getting Thunder Fury and all those things, and then everyone having the same thing because you had to get it back then. You think that would that be acceptable?
Ika, when did you get your legendary Z1 champion?
Shit, I don't even know. Do you guys remember?
It was, I think, last expansion.
It wasn't during
BC. I thought it was before.
No, it wasn't during BC.
Yeah.
So that was actually FDCast.
I got mine during the right expansion.
Yes,
and Jap, so, and yeah. Jap got his daggers during the right expansion.
Yeah, I did. And I owned all of you in DPS, too.
Shut up.
So, the good old days, huh, Jap?
Oh, yeah. Just beat you by 10% at least.
Yeah, you're a legend in your own mind, Holmes.
I am legend. I'm Will Smith.
This is why he's not invited.
Yeah.
Ever.
You're suspended. You have any shout outs or anything?
No, not today. I'm good.
Alright, Ellen. I know you have shout outs.
Sure. FeminineCharm.com is my website for reviewing girly things like books and video games from a girl's perspective or a woman's perspective, because I'm not really a girl, I'm old. Try to be as funny as possible. And
are you a gymnast?
No. No, I'm not a gymnast. Far from it,
no. Alright, so I want to thank everybody for listening. Find me at fidelstudios.wordpress.com. That's where you can get the podcast. Check out Pillow Talk. You can find us on iTunes. There's links to that on the website. Leave us reviews. That would be great. Like Les said, I stream on twitch.tv/titus1821. I stream Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's when we raid. We usually stream on Thursdays to do FGP. But not this week because we had Jap and we didn't know what the hell he was going to do. And that's always 6:30 Pacific time. And if you have any questions, comments, want to say anything about what we talked about on here, if you have any helpful hints or tips or tricks for audio production or anything like that, then email me at fidelistitus@gmail.com. All right, for me and everyone in Fidelis, take it easy.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Teehee.
You too can be buttered. Join Fidelis. Don't forget to check us out on fidelisguild.com.
This podcast is part of the Fidelis Studios Network. For more information, check us out at fidelisstudios.wordpress.com.